Top diplomatic envoys met in Paris today to discuss Afghanistan. They tried to downplay concerns about election fraud and corruption. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
At the Paris meeting today, U.S. envoy Richard Holbrooke tried to put Afghanistan's electoral uncertainty in a somewhat unusual context.
We recently had a senatorial election in Minnesota, which took 7 months to determine the outcome. There were so many charges of irregularities.
But Minnesota isn't asking the world for millions of dollars and thousands of troops, and it isn't facing accusations of corruption at the very top. Still, Holbrooke says all the international representatives in Paris speak with one voice when it comes to Afghanistan's unsettled election.
We have no candidates and no preference as to whether there is a first-round victory or a runoff. That is for the process to determine. Our advocacy is for a fair process overseen by the Independent Election Commission, taking into account the decisions of the Election Complaints Commission, a process which then elects a government that is legitimate and reflects the will of the people who voted.
Another official, Kai Ida of the United Nations, acknowledges the claims of irregularities and low voter turnout are a big concern, but he too is trying to find a silver lining.
We are much better equipped this time than during the last elections to handle that kind of situation. So my message to everybody is to try to keep calm and certainly, first of all, respect the rules and the institutions that have been put in place.
Afghanistan's troubled elections aren't making it any easier for NATO to argue that its mission in Afghanistan is actually succeeding, especially since 2009 has been the deadliest year for coalition troops since operations began. NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen chooses to focus on something else.
We must remember that we don't have 60,000 troops in Afghanistan simply for elections. Credible elections are one of the many important parts of that, but we shouldn't forget that we have successfully kept Afghanistan from becoming once again a safe haven for terrorism.
There was one other less than diplomatic issue to address today when the envoys met reporters. Richard Holbrooke was at pains to say media reports that he got into a bitter shouting match with Karzai in the wake of the election were simply wrong.
Nobody shouted. Nobody walked out. We had a very clear, direct discussion on a whole range of issues, which included the question of this process. The issues of fraud were not much on the table on August 21st. Because it was the day after the election.
Given the long and expensive commitment so many nations have made in Afghanistan, perhaps it's no surprise that at today's donors' conference, those nations went out of their way to back an election process that others have condemned as deeply flawed. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.